I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's the Burt Show.
The world is heavy. Life is heavy. Sometimes you just need a little bit of stupid in your life to lighten it up.
So, stupid.
Chris is stupid bit of the week.
Not an original stupid bit of the week. This one I am stealing straight from Jimmy Fallon.
Somebody else is stupid.
Yes, and he is the king of stupid, especially on his late night show. So he was interviewing Dakota Johnson because she has a new movie coming out, Madam Web, part of the Marvel Universe. She was on SNL this past weekend, did really well from the clips I saw.
So good.
So he had her on and they're playing the Jinx Challenge, okay? Here he is explaining what the Jinx Challenge is.
Now, here's how it works. We read a category from the card, then count to three, and both say something in that category at the same time. Then we say the same. If we say the same thing, it's a jinx. Okay. And we want a jinx.
Okay.
All right, so you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an example of one of theirs.
Types of spiders. One, two, three.
Tarantula.
Oh, yeah.
Very in sync. This one was a little bit harder, but they did it.
Desserts. One, two, three. Ice cream.
Impressive, right?
Okay.
All right.
So this is the Jinx Challenge. Now, they did get a couple wrong. So when you get one wrong, you have to scrap those two words and then you try it again and see if you can do it on the next try, okay? But we don't even have to worry about that because we're going to get all the jinxes.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So now they touched hands because you want to have a connection. So UMO touch hands. You're going to go first.
All right.
I'm going to give you the category. Then I'm going to count to three, and then you say the first word.
Okay. All right?
You can look at each other, too, by the way.
Why do I feel like we're about to defeat Thanos?
That's exactly what we're about to do.
We're coming together.
All right. So your category is name a sport. You're going to have to name a sport.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Football.
Yes! I knew it because we just talked about the Super
Bowl.
All right, so Mo.
You go, keep going?
Mo and I are going to go this time.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll just do one of these.
Uh-huh.
All right, so our category is brand of car.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Tesla.
Porsche.
Right. And you hesitated.
And
you fully said it. And you were like, we're going to get this wrong.
All right, Porsche and Tesla are out.
Okay.
All right, so.
Uh-huh. We go again.
Brand of car. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Here we go. One, two, three. Mercedes.
Wait, why did I panic?
Is that the new electric one?
No, I think I was stuck between two cars and I didn't say either one of them. I don't know why I did that. But Mercedes wasn't either one.
Okay,
so it would have been wrong.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Last try.
All right, here we go.
Throw out Mercedes and zoom, zoom.
All right.
All right.
Brand a car. You ready?
I'm ready this time.
One, two, three.
BMW. Yeah!
Yes. We got there, baby.
good. All right, who's next?
All right, Abby, here we go. You and me.
Okay.
Our category is a state in the United States of America.
Oh, there's a lot of those. There's 50 of them. We're going to choose the same one?
Yes. All right. Okay. State in the United States of America.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Kentucky.
You know what's so funny? I knew you were going to do that. I was like, we're going to get it wrong because she's going to say Florida and I'm going to say Kentucky because she's going to think I'm going to say Florida, but I'm going to say Kentucky because you're from Kentucky.
That's exactly what happened.
How about the state you live in like, now?
That's what I was going to do.
I wasn't going to say that because that was going to be the next round. But yeah, Tommy done ruined it.
Ready? Okay. One, two, three.
North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you serious right now?
I thought since we already said it, we couldn't say that one.
I thought Georgia was the easy answer here. I really did, John.
I thought I said North Carolina because then Tommy said something.
Okay. North Carolina and Georgia are out.
God, Kentucky, now which one are we going to choose?
Florida out. Come on now.
Can we say something that we've already said before?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We have a state.
Right.
One, two, three, New York!
Here we go.
I was giving her the eyes. I was like, look at the hat that Moe's wearing. Look at the hat.
All right, here you go. Put your hands together.
All right, we back to us? All right.
Okay. Yep. All right. Your category is boy band.
Okay.
Boy band.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Backstreet Boys.
No.
I forgot which one she liked. I knew it was one of the two. I couldn't remember.
I was pointing to Cassie's chair. I was like, okay, who do we talk about all the time on this show? JT, yeah. We just talked about him this morning.
You're totally cheating, by the way.
No, I'm not.
But
I
love it.
I'm just
not in sync.
No, not at all. All right, can you do it again? Do you know another boy band?
I think I got one more in me.
Okay. I think I know what that one. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? All right, here we go. Boy uh-huh. band is the category. One, two, three.
Boys to Men. How did I say Boys to Men?
I don't see them as a boy band. I would have never said that. I guess they are.
It's literally in the name. They're boys.
They're men now. That's a man band.
I can't believe you said One Direction.
I was trying. I mean...
He was channeling his inner white girl. He really did.
He said he knew one more. I was like, it's got to be Boyz II Men.
That was my moment.
Okay. I think we should just end there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's the Burt Show.